You're listening to SBS News. Australia's medical regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has approved the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine for use in Australia for everyone over the age of 18. For people aged 65 and over, it's to be given on a case-by-case basis. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the vaccine has been assessed as safe and effective.
The vaccine has met requirements for standards for safety, quality and efficacy and will be provided free to Australians. And it means that Australia now has two safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines available. Initial supply into Australia will be imported from overseas. And in the coming months, the AstraZeneca vaccine will be manufactured here in Australia. And that will mean Australia is one of few countries in the world that can manufacture its own COVID-19 vaccine here by CSL. Our vaccination program is on track.
The head of the TGA, Professor John Skerritt, says the vaccine is effective for all age groups.
Our analysis of the data gives us no reason to suspect that the vaccine would not be fully efficacious in older groups. Secondly, the experience in the UK in the rollout, and we've got to remember that they have been vaccinating with the AstraZeneca vaccine now for more than a month. And their experience is also of very good results obtained with both of the major vaccines in older groups. And of course, their rollout has been targeted not only towards frontline health workers, but also towards those in what the British call care homes.
Professor Skerritt says the advice for the AstraZeneca vaccine is the administration of two doses 12 weeks apart. He says if that's not possible, the minimum interval between the doses should be 4 weeks.
What's important with that 12-week interval is it seems that if you leave it more and more weeks, that you do get greater protection. And frankly, there's not a difference when you go into the real world between whether something's 82% or 90%. So I would emphasise that a lot of this discussion of numbers is not particularly relevant. What's important is to get vaccines into people's arms. And the AstraZeneca gives us a vaccine that can be used not only in major facilities, but also in primary care through GPs and potentially through pharmacy practices.
It's still not clear whether the vaccine can prevent the transmission of the virus, but a recent study by Oxford University found it appeared to cut transmission rates by 67%. Victoria has recorded two locally acquired cases, both close household contacts of a previously confirmed case linked to the Holiday Inn cluster, which now numbers 19. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state is well placed to end its current lockdown and will make a decision tomorrow.
With just two contained additional community cases today, this strategy is working. We are well placed to be able to make changes tomorrow night. As I said yesterday, I'm not in a position to definitively commit to that because these next 24 hours will of course be crucial.
Premier Andrews says the state is looking at constructing purpose-built quarantine centres away from Melbourne's central business district, based on the Northern Territory's Howard Springs model. He says land near Avalon and Melbourne airports are the two most likely locations.
It's not a small undertaking. It's not a zero risk undertaking, but it has a lower risk than what shared facilities in the centre of Melbourne, where even if people are separated, they are still in the same space. They're still sharing the same roofline, the same... That's not to say it's unsafe in any way, but it's at one risk level. We think by building this purpose-built facility, we can get that risk level down further.
Queensland is considering a similar proposal for a quarantine centre near Toowoomba Airport, about 125 kilometres west of Brisbane. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the proposals deserve serious consideration at the national level.
Hotels were not meant to be this line of defence against an infectious disease. So I think everything needs to be on the table and the Commonwealth needs to look seriously at these proposals. There is an appetite for people to construct these regional camps of high quality in regional areas close to airports.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.